All right, Steve Wynn live in the studio here with Love Me Anyway, the solo acoustic version, sounding a little different than the Crossing Dragon Bridge version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounded great. Anything you mentioned that was a collaboration with Chris Ekman.
Right, yeah.
Anything particular about that song we should know? Anything?
Size, I think that it, on the record, it's coming out, say, in September on Rock Ridge Records here out of New Jersey, and they're, I think that's the first single, so that's one thing to point out. But as far as writing it, before I went out there, Chris sent me a bunch of music, and we did collaborations by email, which I'm doing a lot more often. It's a lot more common these days.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something you can do. I mean, you'd love to get face-to-face with anybody. But when a guy's living in Slovenia and you're here in New York, it's, it's not always that easy.
Not practical.
Yeah, you're not going to hop on a plane to write a song in an afternoon, have a cup of coffee, and go home.
Yeah.
Much as I'd like to. It's not going to happen. So, you can do things like pass things back and forth. And we did write that one by email.
Wow. Cool.
That's, I know, it's not quite as romantic as, Lieber and Stoller, but it works.
right, sitting in your Brill Building office.
That's my dream.
Side by side on the piano bench,
Joe, that's my dream. That's the thing, it's like, someday I'm going to have just even for a month, an office in the Brill Building.
Yeah.
Write one song in the Brill Building.
Right. Yeah, pay rent, sign a one-month lease.
Yeah, exactly. Just knock out a couple albums and then get kicked out.
Yeah. All right, Steve Wynn is here. We're talking about his solo album Crossing Dragon Bridge. And, it's funny, you mentioned before how playing in a new setting and working with songs that you hadn't really tested out, it's definitely quite the opposite, because probably the last album, that was probably the most tested out album you'd had in recent memory, right? Because I mean, you had played the Tick 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 material live.
Yeah, we took it on tour. Yeah.
For a long time, and so by the time you got to the studio, it was probably they had, I don't know, it was probably a lot different than this, right?
Totally different. Exactly. The exact opposite. And I hadn't done a record like that in, maybe since the Dream Syndicate. I can't think of the last time I'd had a whole record of new material that had been road tested, played out. And then, by the time we got to Tucson with the songs, we just banged them out in a few days, which was very natural. And that's why that record feels like a live band. I mean, the Miracle 3 is the best band I've ever had. I mean, it's like, as far as the band, I can just go out and play live and, play together. And it's funny, we rehearse. We don't have the chance to hang out that often because for example, Dave, who hopefully is probably listening. Hey, Dave. I know he's a big fan of your show. Dave lives out in Morristown, and Linda, Jason, I live in the city, and everyone's got things going on. That's part of the... So the way we get to hang out together is to have a gig. So
right.
Last night we did a little rehearsal for the show and went out to our favorite bar close to the garden and sat and had some beers. And we realized, besides the fact we play well together, we really like hanging out together. And that's amazing for a band that's been around for so long. We've been playing together a lot of shows for a lot of years now.
Yeah, and just in case you don't know, Miracle 3 is Steve's wife, Linda Pittman, on drums, Dave DeCastro on bass, and Jason Victor on guitar. And I think because Jason joined, in 2001, right?
He joined for the Here Come the Miracles tour in 2001. And
right.
It's been playing with me ever since. And in fact, that was when we became the Miracle 3, because, I was touring for Here Come the Miracles and thought, I've got to have a band name. Because,
right.
If you don't, I like solo artists who have the and the somethings,
Right.
Bad Seeds,
right.
your E Street Band, whatever.
Crazy Horse.
Yeah, Crazy Horse. Yeah, that stuff is really cool because, let's face it, being in a band's fun. I mean, I didn't,
right.
I didn't go solo because I hate people. I didn't go solo because I'm misanthropic. And I certainly didn't go solo because I wanted to, sing in coffee houses for the rest of my life. And
right.
And when you don't have anything attached to your name, when it's just, whatever, Steve Wynn on a bill, I think a lot of people expect you're going to walk in with acoustic guitar and sing Kumbaya until they want to die, So it was good to have a band name, and I called the Miracle 3 as a kind of a ad hoc emergency band name for Here Come the Miracles, but just sort of stuck.
Right, yeah.
As did the band.
Right. And I guess it you couldn't, because before that, right, was that when you were playing with Come and like Continental Drifters? And
exactly. So I'd be playing with
bands that already had names.
And already had things going on and kind of, was your band for maybe a month and they, hey, I got to go now. So, you can't say to a band like Come at the time, we'd be my band forever. And it's like, we kind of have our own career. We've loved hanging with you, but we got to go now.
I mean, that lasted for two albums with them, or just the, just Melting in the Dark?
Just Melting in the Dark and a tour after, a brief tour after that.
Okay.
Although Chris and I played together a lot ever since.
For two or three albums after that. Chris was there up until Jason, probably, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Chris was on the Miracle of the Miracles, on My Midnight, a few albums, and we toured a lot in that time. And we still get together. In fact, we are playing, strange enough, I'm playing with Chris Brokaw and Linda and a few other people in Beirut at the end of August. That's a new one. I've played a lot of places, but not in Lebanon. We're doing a show with Robert Fisher from the World Grand Conspiracy. We're going to be his backup band at a show in Beirut.
Wow. You have,
I'm not tossing all kinds of stuff out of here.
And you're also you're putting a band together to tour for Crossing Dragon Bridge, right, in Europe?
Yeah, we're going to do a tour over there in September and October with me and Chris Ekman, and also Linda, and then a few people over from Europe. We have a violin player and try to recreate the album.
Wow.
There.
So you're going to focus on this material. You're going to maybe some older songs work in there too.
Yeah, older. We're going to play the new album completely, and then a few older things to fit into this. Because I've had a few songs over the years that use strings and fit in that kind of mode. So it'll be really focused on the classical side of things. The Procol Harum in me. I'm trying to think of bands. What are the bands that use strings on? The ELO.
The Moody Blues.
Moody. There you go. That's what I was looking for. The Moody Blues.
ELO. And now this band won't be coming to the U.S., obviously, right?
No, it'll be a short tour over there.
Okay.
And probably won't be too... Well, I'm not sure yet. I might be touring over here for this record. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of itching. Even with all these new records coming out, I should be focused on those, and I am to a large extent because I'm really proud of them, but I'm kind of itching to get together with Miracle 3 and do a new record as well, so that might be the next step.
Oh, okay. When is this tour going to be for Crossing Dragon Bridge?
It's going to be in September, because I know you have probably a lot of listeners over there, so it's going to be end of September and early October, mostly, Germany, Holland, Belgium. We're doing Brussels, Amsterdam, Oslo, Hamburg, Berlin, Cologne, a bunch of Vienna, a few other places. It could be a really nice, very short but really nice tour, and definitely a different type of musical tour than I usually do.
Yeah, it seems like it'll be a little different trip. Well, it's a different album than the recent stuff. So,
and if anybody out there's planning a vacation, I recommend Brussels. These are great cities. Go out there, come out there, and if you hear this show and you're there on vacation, I don't know. Email me through my website and tell me you were there, and I'll put you on the guest list.
There you go.
Seriously. SteveWynn.net. You can track down my email address on there. Go up there. Tell me if you came to Brussels or Amsterdam or Vienna on my recommendation, my God. You and your whole family on the guest list.
So as if you don't have enough projects going on, you're opening a travel agency.
Yeah. Saying, if I need to fall back on something, that is something you learn. There are a few things you learn from touring this much, is how to book plane tickets and how to fall asleep sitting up. I don't know what else I've learned, but those two things.
Right.
And I can order off a menu in any country.
That's impressive. I want to play another song from the album, Crossing Dragon Bridge.
Yeah, from the extra album version at the... Or right here.
How about we play one from the CD and then another one from
that
here?
That sounds great.
And then we'll move on to the baseball project.
That sounds great. Okay.
How about Annie and Me? Anything?
Cool.
It's not a two-parter, but it's, I don't know. How do you explain?
It's a song about nostalgia, about looking back maybe to something and again, this record is, it's really not character-driven. It's more autobiographical, and it's written, this is about somebody I knew back when I was in high school and hadn't talked to since then, just kind of remembering back to maybe days when you're young, a teenager, high school, and carefree, and can't even imagine that anything could ever go wrong, and then sort of flashes forward at some point in the song when things maybe do go wrong a little bit.
Right, and that's, okay, so here's Annie and Me, Steve Wynn from the Crossing Dragon Bridge album here at WFMU.